The following programming is sponsored by Steve Olschwanger. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group. Welcome to the Ask the Expert Show, sponsored by the Cardamone Law Firm for Injured Workers. Now sit back as Philadelphia's top experts in the legal, health, financial, and home improvement world educate you in the fields of workers' comp law, wealth management, family law, estate planning, pain management, and more. Call in now if you have a question for our experts at 888-329-3306. Now let's welcome our host, Steve O.
Good morning, Philadelphia. Welcome to another Ask the Expert Show. We get so many emails from you guys out there. I'm so thankful to hear from you, to tell us what kind of show you're looking for. It means so much. So please keep writing your emails, telling us what you like and don't like about the show. So I'm going to do something right now that a show host is not supposed to do. But I love this guy. I'm sorry. You know, it's we've got shows all over the country. I'm in 8 cities now. I love doing our show in Philadelphia. And we have, if you haven't noticed, our next expert, his firm is part of our name now, Ask the Experts radio show. And I'd like to welcome you. We're going to be doing workers' comp law. And I know there's so much out there to know. You're going to learn today. So you want to sit back and listen. And let me introduce you to one of the finest workers' comp attorneys in Pennsylvania, attorney Michael Cardamone.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much. How are you?
Don't you get a big head on me now.
I'm trying not to, but, you know, after that introduction, it's going to be difficult.
Well, I got to tell you, what you do is so important. And there's so many things that people who work have no idea until they get hurt. And that's not the right time to know what to do. And this is basically all you do. So I brag on you because, I mean, there's a lot of attorneys out there. But it's, I got to tell you, Michael, when I see your shingle says workers' comp law versus someone who's got personal injury, bankruptcy, criminal law, family law, I want to go to someone who concentrates in this area. Does that make sense?
It does. I've given the analogy before about the, if you had a knee injury and you needed surgery, you're gonna want to choose the surgeon who only does knee surgeries versus a jack of all trades. And so it really sets us apart from a lot of the firms. And a lot of the firms do great work with workers' comp law, but it is definitely something that sets us apart from the crowd, just to only focus on it.
Well, if you have a question today, whether you have had a work injury, a family member, a friend, give us a call at 888-329-3300. If you've got a question for Michael that maybe he can answer. Michael, before I get into the show today, I got to talk about the most talked about topic in the workforce, COVID. Tell me what's going on as it relates to workers' comp.
Well, there are a lot of COVID claims. We have one in our firm. It's sadly a death case that's being put on hold a little bit because of a third party case that's part of it, a personal injury case against the employer. But in general, our firm hasn't taken too many of these cases. You have to remember with COVID, a lot of people, thankfully, weren't sick for too long. You know, the garden variety COVID case is somebody that had, flu-like symptoms for a week or two and most people got better. And so there's a lot of situations where we weren't able to take a case because it wasn't beneficial to have somebody in court for 6 to 9, 12 months for a couple weeks, and especially where they could or may have been receiving other benefits to make up for some of their lost earnings, like short-term disability or maybe even unemployment. So there are a lot of COVID cases out there. My firm in particular, we haven't taken too many of them. As I said, a lot of people recovered, and there's other benefits too sometimes that people will be on, which can kind of eat up or eat into the wage loss claim. So, but they're viable. And a lot of people ask the question, you know, is there anything special about the COVID cases in terms of litigation? The answer is no. You still have to prove your case with a medical expert who can testify within reasonable medical certainty that COVID was contracted at work. You still have to put on the injured worker for their testimony. So, and they'll be subject to an independent medical exam for the other side. So the cases proceed just like the other cases, but for our firm in particular, we don't have too many of these.
Okay. We just got a text message and they're relating it to ex-Governor Cuomo. If you feel like you have been sexually abused at work, how long a period can you go without going after, I guess, the employer legally?
Well, that's an interesting case. I mean, if they want to proceed under the workers' comp law in Pennsylvania, there's a 3-year statute of limitations, which means you have 3 years to file what's called a claim petition, making your allegations. And you also have to give notice under the Pennsylvania Workers' Comp Act of any injury within 120 days, or else you have no case, no matter what the injuries are. And you can't receive any wage loss benefits until the date you give notice. But the 120-day mark is the absolute period of time where if you don't give notice within that, then you have no case. But in terms of filing litigation or a claim, you would have 3 years if you're pursuing it under the Pennsylvania Workers' Comp Act. So
I noticed, Michael, they said abuse, so there must have been some injury involved.
Yeah, and we don't see that a whole lot. And there may be another case there as well, depending on the situation. Generally speaking, employers are immune from liability. There's a very narrow exception to that. But generally speaking, your sole remedy for a work injury is workers' compensation. Now, there's a thing called a third-party case where if you can show that a third party, meaning an entity other than your employer, was responsible or negligent for the injury, then you can pursue a case against that entity. But for workers' comp purposes, your sole remedy is the workers' comp itself under the Pennsylvania Act.
Michael, there's a lot of people that are opening up new businesses for the first time. How do they know, do they need a manual on workers' comp law? I mean, how does a person going in business for the first time understand what they're liable for?
Well, I guess the insurance company on that end of things will educate the employers about some of the basics. But if I was on the other side, and, you know, now I know workers' comp law, so we have workers' comp for our employees, and that's an advantage for me in a sense because I know how it all works. But on the other end, if I was an employer and didn't know workers' comp, then I would hire, you know, a workers' comp defense lawyer, somebody that represents employers and insurance companies to get the lay of the land and make sure that, you know, that the company's doing things properly. And a lot of people don't have insurance, but if you have if you have employees, you're supposed to have it, or you can risk fines and other penalties. So, but I would suggest hiring an attorney to go over the basics, maybe even look at a employer handbook. You could also maybe hire a labor law attorney. But workers' comp is its own little specific animal, so to speak. So I would recommend a workers' comp attorney on that issue.
Okay, now we've gotten, I'm going to push everything off to the side. Tell me about your practice. Tell our listeners about your practice, starting off with how long have you been in practice for?
So I've been in practice for 22 years, graduated Villanova Law School, 1999.
You're a rookie.
Yeah, I guess so. It really depends. I don't have all the gray hair. Well, I don't have much hair at all. So,
me both.
When you're an attorney and you have the gray hair, you know, that's seen as a sign of wisdom and experience. But 22 years in at this point, and especially doing workers' comp for the vast majority of it, I feel like I have 30 or 40 years of experience. But I've been practicing since 99. And again, workers' comp is all we do. We're a small boutique firm. We have offices scattered in Eastern and even Central Pennsylvania. And that's all we do. So we're good at it. And people are finding out that, we know what we're doing. And I started the firm in 2014. Before that, I was with a couple other firms. But the Cardamon Law Firm was born in 2014.
Hey, Michael, I would hate to have to go to litigation with you. We walk in, I'm the attorney on the other side, and we walk into the court. The judge says, "Hi, Michael," because you do so many cases.
Yeah, it does become an advantage. You know, you get to see the same judges, and they get to see that you know what you're doing, and you're respectful and on time, and know how to submit a written argument and know how to behave in court, and all these things, you know, can be beneficial versus maybe an outsider or somebody who's dabbling in workers' comp. So that familiarity with and between the judge and the attorney can really be a benefit, I think, to the injured worker. And it's not that the judges are unfair or going to favor you on some kind of objective ruling that they have to make, but you know, sometimes you need a favor or an extension of time for various reasons. And having that mutual respect and relationship can be beneficial.
So, Michael, I want to know that with the pandemic and it's on everybody's mind, can you conduct business with workers' comp law through Zoom?
Yes. In fact, everything has been via video in terms of court hearing since the pandemic. And just a few months ago, the judges were starting to schedule hearings live in the courtroom, but they've actually pulled back again because of the Delta variant and the unfortunate uptick with the cases. So now we didn't really get to that point where we were in fact doing the live hearings. They had just been started to have been scheduled. So we're just continuing with hearings, and we've switched over pretty much to using Microsoft Teams, and it's been working fine. It's very efficient. It's a lot less driving for the attorneys, which I guess is good for the environment. It saves you a lot of time that, you know, you could probably see people better in a sense on the video, because they don't need to have a face mask on. But if they were in one of the offices, hearing offices, you'd have to have your face covered for the most part. So, but overall, yeah, they've been proceeding, you know, just fine via video. There hasn't really been any interruption at all.
So for a new client, they don't have to come to your office. They could actually Zoom in.
Yeah, they can Zoom in or they can call. Sometimes they'll go to their residence if they're comfortable with that and they feel safe. But for the most part, the vast majority of our clients are just happy to speak over the phone, and we either email them or or snail mail our documents to sign. And, you know, some of them want to do a video call, and that's great too, but there's no requirement for that. So yeah, there hasn't been really any significant change other than just less people coming into the brick and mortar, you know, offices.
What about if someone's injured driving into the office? Is that considered a work injury?
Really common question. The answer is no if you're just commuting. So if you have a fixed place of employment, like a lot of people do, you go into the same office every day, you know, you clock in, you start your job, and you leave at 5, get in your car, and drive home. If you're injured on your way to that office or on the way back, that's considered commuting and not in the course of employment. So you're not covered under the Workers' Comp Act or Pennsylvania Workers' Comp law. There's an exception. They're called the premises cases or parking lot cases. If you get to work and you're required to be in the area that you are, for example, if you park your car in the parking lot and that's your only way into the office, and you are injured from a condition on that property that's either owned or controlled by the employer, say you park your car and you slip on ice or uneven concrete and you injure your knee or your back or something, and you're in the employer's parking lot, that's covered. So in general, but if you were driving before you got to the workplace and you were rear-ended and hurt your neck, that's not a work injury. But if you're in the parking lot and you slip and fall because of ice or uneven concrete, something like that, then you are covered. So that's really the only distinction.
Before we go to break, we just got another text in from a listener. They want to know, Bill wants to know, if I'm an independent contractor and I get hurt, am I covered at all?
No. If you're an independent contractor, you're not covered by the workers' comp law in Pennsylvania. You have to be an employee. Now, there's there's a whole series of factors that the courts will look at. It's not just a matter of whether you're labeled an independent contractor. It's who has control over the manner and type of work to be performed. So, and there's a lot of factors, how you're paid and, you know, who has control over your work and your hours, and are you in a company, using a company, you know, tools and their vehicle, and there's a lot of factors that the court will look at. So it's not just a matter of, are you called an independent contractor and you're a 1099. The court will actually look at specific factors about really who has control over you. And if the more control, the more likely you'll be deemed an employee. The less control, the more likely you'll be deemed an independent contractor and then not subject to workers' comp.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We're here with Attorney Michael Cardamone. He is a workers' comp lawyer. He's with us every month. His name is now part of the show. Michael, give everybody your phone number.
Sure. It's 215-206-9068.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, God, I've got so many questions for Michael. If you have a question for Michael Cardamone, you don't have to text him in. You can call in. Phone number here is 888-329-3300. This is the Ask the Expert Show. We'll be right back.
The Cardamone Law Firm is an extremely rare law firm that dedicates 100% of its practice to the strong representation of injured workers under the Pennsylvania Workers' Compensation Act. Attorney Michael Cardamone is an outstanding work injury lawyer with 5 convenient offices throughout Pennsylvania, from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, and will make home visits upon request. Attorney Michael Cardamone has been recognized by the Best Attorneys of America, Super Lawyers, Top 100 in Pennsylvania, and has a perfect 10 out of 10 rating on Avvo. Attorney Cardamone brings his fighting spirit to each and every case he works on to safeguard the rights of people injured at work. The firm possesses the skill, experience, and resources necessary to go head-to-head with any defense firm or employer. Cardamone Law has defeated dozens of multi-million dollar companies. Call Cardamone Law 7 days a week at 215-206-9068 for a free and comprehensive consult. That's 215-206-9068 or go to CardamoneLaw.com.
Giampolo Law Group is so passionate about estate planning, they went so far as to trademark, "Where there's a will, there's a way." A properly structured trust will avoid putting your loved ones through the expensive, lengthy, and emotionally draining court probate process. Most important, you can prevent some or all of your assets from being subject to estate law upon your death, allowing more of your estate to be enjoyed by your loved ones. The marriage equality ruling drastically changed the legal landscape for LGBTQ couples, and Giampolo Law Group is experienced with what those changes mean for estate planning. Giampolo Law Group can help you establish or reorganize your estate plan to address your concerns while accounting for the complexities in state and federal laws. The attorneys at Giampolo Law Group are experienced in assisting clients with estate planning, specifically in preparing or revising wills, trusts, and the other ancillary documents, such as powers of attorney and hospital visitation forms. Contact Giampolo Law Group today for a complimentary consultation. 215-398-6579. Remember, where there's a will, there's a way. You're listening to the Ask the Expert Show, sponsored by the Cardamone Law Firm for Injured Workers. Now here's your host, Steve O, and his expert guest.
Hey, this is the Ask the Expert Show. I'm host Steve O. We're talking to attorney Michael Cardamone. He is a workers' comp lawyer. If you have a question for him, the phone number here is 888-329-3300. And Michael is with us every month. Michael, can you have a workers' compensation case when you're injured from a work activity, but not actually at the workplace?
Yeah.
If we go Okay.
Yeah, surprisingly, the answer is yes. And here's an example. If we go back to the car accident hypothetical, and you're not commuting, but you're on a specific assignment. For example, your supervisor says, hey, Steve, we would like you to, on your way to work, we would like you to stop at Staples and get us some office paper or printer paper. You say, okay. So you veer off from your normal commute, you go to Staples, and you're leaving the parking lot at Staples, and you know somebody hits you, and you get injured. You're not at your fixed place of employment, but you're still injured in the course of your employment because you were on a specific mission or a specific task. So that would be an example of you're doing something to further the interests of your employer, which is essentially how you define the course of employment, but you're not actually at your desk or at your normal workplace. You're on the road. So that would be an example.
Michael, how hard is it if a person gets injured, but no one sees them get injured? How hard does that make that case?
Well, it really depends because there's a lot of factors involved that the judges will look at in terms of whether you can meet your burden of proof that there was a work injury. The insurance companies, when they do their investigation in the first 3 weeks, they have 21 days after notice of an injury is given. When they do their investigation, they're more likely to deny the claim if it was not witnessed, just because they're cynical by their very nature. But it's not a requirement to have somebody witness your injury. A lot of people just happen to be working alone, or maybe they're out on the dock and they slipped between a pallet or something and nobody was there. But if the injured worker testifies, and the judges generally find most people credible, that they were injured and this is how it happened, and the mechanism of injury makes sense, meaning how they got hurt, and their doctor backs it up, and it's also consistent in the record. You know, when you look at the medical records, it says that this was how they were injured, and it's consistent throughout. You're going to have a good case, even if it was not witnessed. However, if you have an injury that is witnessed, that can be really beneficial, especially at the early stage, where they make the insurance company makes that initial determination if they're accepting it or not. If they do their due diligence and interview the coworkers or somebody that was there and it's verified, they're more likely to accept that claim and start paying somebody. So the short answer is it's not a requirement, to have an injury witness, but it can be really helpful.
Okay. So, you know, if a person, I think this is why, tell me if I'm wrong or not, one of the reasons why it's so important to hire you, you could say the wrong thing to the insurance company.
Absolutely.
Maybe yeah, like body parts, they might ask you, is this a new injury? And you could say the wrong thing.
Yeah, and a lot of people do that, but without even intending to be deceitful. They might be nervous, or they're not sure if there's any kind of HIPAA violation, if they disclose, you know, a prior injury to the same body part. The insurance companies a lot of times will try to do a recorded interview with an injured worker before they, you know, lawyer up so they can
right.
box them in. And then if they testify later in court to something a little differently, or they say it a little differently, all of a sudden they're trying to make a credibility argument. Well, you said this on this date, and now you're saying, you know, this. And meanwhile, you know, people are doing the best they can for the most part to tell it straight. But when you're boxed in into a transcript and then you say something slightly different 3 months later, it gives them a way to attack somebody's credibility. So yeah, they, you know, they're trying to get that interview as fast as they can, especially if somebody's not represented. They try to get those kind of things done quickly.
Michael, what I don't understand is you work on a contingency basis.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost a person anything to sit down with you.
Nothing. We never get paid unless there's a court order awarding our fee. Very difficult to get this across to people, though.
Why wouldn't everybody, I mean, hire you?
Because that's what we tell people. It sounds self-serving, and we admit it. We're like, listen.
No, it's not.
This sounds self-serving, but things might be hunky-dory right now, but they will be attacking your benefits at the very first opportunity, and you can get us into place and into position, ready to fight back, and there's no fee, there's no cost, there's nothing. And if there's litigation, we jump right in, and we tend to save people's benefits for the most part. And, you know, and then we enhance their settlement values and everything. So, but a lot of people, Steve, are nervous. If they lawyer up, their employer is going to retaliate and put a target on their back, things like that. So there's a lot of chatter between employees, and there's a lot of irrational fear. Some of it's rational. It depends on the employer, too, of course. Some are mature and realize that smart people get expert advice with these things. This is their earning power on the line, for God's sake. So yeah, we try to tell people that without being pushy, that yes, you have. There's no downside to hiring us because we don't get paid unless we help your case, and it has to be approved in court. So you don't have to have any kind of a cash outlay or anything.
Michael, this has got to be the fastest 30 minutes in radio. We got a minute left. Why should I hire your firm?
Well, we think we're the best, and we're small, but we're mighty. We're very passionate. We're very attentive to our clients. My assistant, Shirley, is incredible. She hardly misses a call. When she does, we're right on top of it. We're friendly with people. We don't talk above them. We talk to them. And the judges know us, and, you know, they know this is all we do is workers' comp, and that sets us apart.
Michael, give everybody your phone number.
It is 215-206-9068.
I'm going to just say this as we're leaving, that if you get hurt at work, do not talk to anyone before you've talked to Michael Cardamone. It's not going to cost you anything to sit down. It better not have anything to do with your job and your employer. And don't give these insurance companies a roadmap and something you're going to be sorry you say. Give Michael Cardamone a call. Give him the number one more time, Michael.
That is, yes, 215-206-9068.
Michael, the Cardamone Law Firm is our sponsor, main sponsor for show. Michael will be back with us next week. Michael, have a wonderful week. Stay healthy, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
And we are going to go to break. We'll be back.
You've been listening to the Ask the Expert Show, sponsored by the Cardamone Law Firm for Injured Workers. Join us every Tuesday at 10 for Philadelphia's finest experts in the legal, health, financial, and home improvement fields.